It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to the quiz results series. Today, we are talking about the visionary creative, which is my primary archetype. I think I've got a lot of empire building entrepreneur in me too. And I've got some sophisticated savant and some passionate helper, but my primary is for sure the visionary creative. So if this is you, I understand you deeply. So before I dive into everything about your quiz results, the most aligned strategies, the business advice that you're going to get that you for sure throw in the garbage pail, I just want to talk a little bit about how I got here. And I think it's like one of the things I've just noticed coaching hundreds and hundreds of people from ground zero to multiple millions over many years at this point is not all strategies work for all people. Not all ways of doing things work for everyone. And over my time of coaching so many of you to 6 figures, 7 figures, like really seeing you come into your fullest expression in the market, it has been my ability to see, oh, there's actually like a few core types of people that seem to be really attracted to me. And if I can identify what that core type is within you, I'm able as your mentor or coach to even personalize and be able to help you with so much more depth and nuance. Because one of the things that oftentimes happens accidentally, I think, in the online space is that people will have a strategy, a way of doing things that works for them, and then they're like, come, I'll teach you this thing and you've got to do it this way. And because you're a visionary creative, it doesn't work for you. There's something that like insults your soul and you would have to apply it with so much resistance. And so over my time of coaching so many people, I think because this is my primary type, this used to be actually quite repressed in me. If you've been following me for more than a minute, I would say that the creativity was my golden shadow. I was taught to be a kid to get like really good grades, and my logical mind is very strong, but I've also been very highly creative, very high imagination for my whole life, but it was basically repressed and stomped out of me as a kid. I was taught that that wasn't valuable. And so through a lot of the brand alchemy work that I've done, I think primarily last year, I was activating in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, we do work with archetypes, and that's how we sort of come into our fullest expression of who is our soul. It's like the brand alchemy process gets you, it's like your soul's evolution. What is your highest self? What is your highest expression? And my journey into allowing me to be this, like 2 years ago, I would not have gotten the quiz result of the visionary creative. It was repressed inside of me. And so if you're listening today and you're just kind of curious, but you haven't taken the quiz, you might be listening today and you might feel like some of this feels resonant for you, but you haven't allowed it to unleash, right? And I think creativity is something that many, many of my clients have in spades, but they have oftentimes been taught to repress it, to squash it down. But if you have gotten this quiz result, it means that it's no longer repressed. It is alive and awake within you. And so I want to cover today the kinds of things that I've seen work best for my visionary creatives that I have coached. And honestly, because this is like my primary archetype, the things that have worked best for me, for you to take what resonates and like throw the rest in the garbage pail. But visionary creatives have a very visionary approach, right? And I think because of that, what really motivates, what really brings fulfillment to a visionary creative is seeing their ideas made manifest. And so there's another type that I work with quite a bit called the passionate helper. Passionate helpers, it's not so much about these like huge, big visionary ideas, super creative marketing campaigns. For them, it's about like connecting with people. And it's not like, listen, as visionary creatives, we love people, but the way that we give our gifts to the collective is through basically, as visionaries, we are the type that is the most ahead of the rest of the collective. That's what a visionary is, right? You see something before it is made manifest. And so I think this is something that is good to know, like you're on the leading edge of things, but oftentimes then I have to work with my visionary creative clients on, is there going to be commercial viability with this? And we've seen this. I came from the tech industry. There's so many visionaries in the tech industry, and they come out with something and it was the most brilliant invention, and it was just delivered and brought to market before the collective was ready. And so I think this is something to really like keep in mind as a visionary creative, is to recognize there's nothing wrong with you that like you see things that other people don't see. Like you are just ahead of the pack. This is what, as visionary creatives, like this is who we are in the collective. And if you think about, you might not identify as an artist, but if like you basically have the codes of an artist. And if you think about what a true artist is, an artist is channeling in something that's never existed before. This is where art comes from. This is where innovation comes from. These types of things are very easy for you as a visionary creative. And so for you, really, like your fulfillment comes from getting that hit of like, oh my gosh, wouldn't this be an incredible campaign? And oh my gosh, like, wouldn't this be amazing to create this thing? It's like there's no lack of ideas, right? And if anything, in the very beginning, when I'm coaching visionary creatives, if they haven't really honed their skills of branding and messaging, it can be hard for them to constrain. Because one of the problems is, as a visionary creative, obviously branding and messaging are the core skills that make any strategy work, right? And so as a visionary creative, if you're just getting started on your entrepreneurial journey and you haven't mastered those skills, there's going to be a desire to have like, I'm going to want all of these different offers and I'm going to want all of these different ways of delivering things. But that makes things more complicated in your business than they need to be very early on. And then because branding and messaging are the skills that actually underlie any high-performing strategy, if you haven't mastered those skills, but then you're allowing your imagination to sort of run wild, you're going to have a lot of like low-performing offers, a lot of low-performing campaigns, because you haven't first, you have to like allow yourself to constrain first, really get a handle on that branding and messaging. And then from there, when I have a visionary creative, they tend to go into more offer types early, like earlier than other types would. There's just a lot of energy and a lot of ideas in you. And so once you have that, and then if you're going to go scale to make sure that you have the team and systems in place to make it happen, you can create like such a beautiful garden of potential. Right. And I want to actually, what's like coming through to share right now is the thing that I oftentimes share with my creatives, people that would really identify as creatives, is when your business is just starting to bloom, to think about it like a master rose gardener. And so if you've ever been to like an incredible, beautiful garden where everything is in full bloom, what actually helps the plant thrive the most is the master gardener comes in and he cuts off many of the blooms. So there's like a million different ideas, but they want the life force energy of the plant going into the blooms that look like they have the most promise to be the most magnificent blooms they could possibly be, right? And so I think this is just another way to sort of communicate as you're working on your branding, as you're working on your messaging, really getting that dialed in, just to imagine like your life force energy is that of that beautiful rose bush, and the creation that's going to come through you is that creation of that, like that you are the master gardener that sort of has to check this urge to sort of distribute your life force energy and scatter it across many things. Whereas in order to have the most magnificent blooms in your business, you want to actually learn how to constrain a little bit while you're getting those basic skill sets, right? The branding and messaging. And then once you have that, then your life force energy, it's almost like a filter, like the hose just goes through a lot faster and you're able to execute with ease a lot more powerfully and actually connect to all of that market demand so that sales rise up a lot faster. So your success comes from, if you haven't caught it by now, your success is in your ability to not just dream big, but to follow those dreams up with a practical plan that blends creativity with masterful execution. And this is, I think, another thing that I oftentimes see, like some creatives can have trouble with actual, like having like the focus, right? And the devotion to following through, and creativity and ideas like are a dime a dozen, right? What actually makes those things manifest, what actually will bring your business to a higher level than you ever imagined possible, is tying together your creativity with masterful practical execution. And whether that's you or whether that's bringing on team members, it's a really good idea. So in terms of effective marketing strategies for you, you want to embrace dynamic content. So there's different visionaries and creatives that have sort of different ways that they like to express. And so if your gift is in visuals, you're probably going to have incredible dynamic video content and really interesting cuts and transitions and things that like the brand, like the visual brand for you is likely like so dialed in, so on point, and you can just like feel the energy of aliveness in your stuff. And this is the type of thing where it's like, you didn't need to like take a course on how to do that. It's just like very natural. It's like in your blood to be able to sort of visually express that way. You might also have more of a tendency towards being, your expression might be more through the voice, right? Like I love visuals as a visionary creative, but I also love, for me, my expression, I really identify as a speaker. And so you might have something like really dynamic content, like how you see me do here. I'm doing the quiz results series. I have so many different series and types of podcasts. It's just like, there's no, like, I remember when I started my podcast being like, oh my gosh, how am I going to like talk about something new every week? And like legitimately, I probably have a list every time I have an idea of like, I don't even know, probably like 100 episodes that I still haven't recorded. And then new ideas come to me and I'm like, oh, this is like a synchronicity that wants to get delivered to the collective now. And so it's like, whatever your thing is, there's an energy of being really dynamic that draws in your best buyers. It really is that visionary quality, that creative life force energy that calls in your best people. And so you really want to lean into that in your content. You also then want to, if your tendency is towards, if you have a strong visual ability, you want to lean into social media platforms that allow you to flex that. So whether that's something like Instagram, whether that's something like Pinterest, right? So look at if that's a business brilliant zone for you, what social media platforms lend themselves most to that flex for you. Maybe if it's something where it's like you seem to express more through the voice, maybe it's something like a podcast. Maybe you're like, you know what? I know Clubhouse sort of went helter skelter, but I'm going to like really double down on that. I'm going to like build a community there. So like, just think about where does that dynamic energy live within you, and how does it want to express? And then what's the platform that is best calibrated for that expression? The other thing is, one of the things I've noticed as I've coached a lot of visionary creatives is you tend to be you do best in at least a slightly scaled business. Your ideas are so big, like My team now, it's like I have three people on my team, and my ops manager the other day was like, Catherine, like, we have trouble keeping up with you. I'm like, I have three people here to like help me execute all of my ideas, and like there's still three people, and there's like a Catherine, we're having trouble keeping up with you, right? And so because you're ahead of the collective, because you have such a big imagination and such big ideas, recognizing that that does best when you have other people that are sort of ushered into that vision, right? And so that could be if you're in the solopreneur phase and you're like, oh my God, Catherine, like I wish I had three people on my team. I have so many ideas and I would like love, like we've got to first focus. Let's just focus on getting your revenue up, get super juicy revenue in, and then I would love to help you with hiring a team. But in the solopreneur phase, a good sort of like short-term fix for this itch for the visionary creative is allowing yourself to collaborate with other creatives and like sort of micro influencers or influencers in your space. Because if you think about it, it's like, it's the energy of the extension of your creative life force energy, right? And so that can come through a team that is all harnessed towards your ideas and your vision, but that can also come towards sort of like linking up with other people that are sort of in this energy. And then they provide an extension to your ideas. They provide an extension to, and also like collaborations are great. They can get you in front of other sort of audiences, right? To help build your own audience. And so doing things where you're allowing yourself to scratch that itch of, oh my gosh, I've got so much in me, before you have the revenue high enough to hire a team, for sure, find other people that are performing, like not even, I don't even think, like I've thought about this, I'm a little bit anti the word performance. It's like that are creating, right? You're a visionary creative. We are really, when we are like dropped into this, we are pure creation codes coming through into the collective. And to allow yourself to meet other people who are also tapped into creation codes, and then you being able to like stream that out into the marketplace with something together, I have goosebumps thinking about it. So that's like a little hack for you if you're still in the solopreneur phase. And then the other thing is, especially for those of you that are going to scale, maybe you're in like starting in six figures, multiple six figures, when I'm working with visionary creatives, it's really important to have like sort of bedrock business structure and sort of more plug and play strategies that like if you have a team, they have SOPs that they can follow. But you're the person that it's like the pulse of creation is always like it. You are very connected to the muse, you know, like artists have talked about like the muse for thousands of years. This is the type we are the most connected to the muse. And so the muse will often speak to you and you will get an idea that's different. Maybe you're in a launch and there's something that comes in and you can like feel it when it hits your body. And it's like, we got to move on this, right? And so recognizing that if you have those sort of like the bedrock foundations of things that are bringing in either predictable profits, predictable revenue, predictability, maybe even for like the sort of plug and play like strategies that your team is implementing, or you if you're a solopreneur, right? But then allowing these fresh layers, these fresh perspectives, having enough space for magic to come in. This is, I think, like what's really wanting to come through for me is when I'm coaching visionary creatives that are moving in to higher level businesses. It's recognizing that oftentimes like creatives can have trouble like planning or like being ready for things, but it has been so useful for me to have launch assets, all of those things ahead of time, and like not just me, for like the team to be complete with it. And then when you're in a launch, you're connected to the muse, you're connected to the pulse of creation, and you sort of are able to feel where it wants to move so that you have capacity, your team has capacity, and you are available to actually execute on the whispers that the muse is bringing to you as they come in. In terms of high impact angles in your messaging, vision, 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 vision. So you are someone that it's like you're an expander. So I don't know if you've ever heard this term. I remember like back when I was doing one-on-one, I had a client, Nicole, and she started telling me like I was an expander for her. I was like, I don't know what that means. I think it's a term that is like more common. I hear it in spiritual spaces, but it's this idea of like, you know, hire people that expand you, and you are someone as a visionary creative. You are ahead of the collective. You are an expander. You are literally expanding the consciousness of the collective by just literally being yourself. And so if you're able able to express that vision, like really take the time to speak about it, say what you're seeing, say what you're feeling. And when you are able to tap into that big level of vision, it sweeps up your audience into magic. And so if you think about this from a brand perspective, something like the visionary creative, it's very similar to like a brand like Disney, right? When you think about the codes of Disney, the codes of Disney are very similar to the codes of a visionary creative. And when you think about what Disney has done, think about what is it, it has like swept our collective imagination with its vision for what is possible, with its vision for like the magic that can exist, like the moment that you step foot on their theme parks, the moment that you walk into their movies, it's being swept up into the larger vision, being swept up into the imagination, and recognizing this is your zone of business brilliance. And if you're telling yourself that it's too much, it's too big, that people aren't gonna get it, you're actually stifling your business. Again, with that imagination, that amount of its aliveness, right? There's a dynamic energy to it. It's creation codes, right? And you are the type that is the most connected to it. And so your work is going to have the most palpable energy of creativity and innovation within it. And it's something that your audience can deeply feel. This is something for them. It's when it's like, give value. You just being in your beingness as this brand in this archetype allows you to really connect. And that is what's valuable about so much of your marketing, about so many of your offers. But it is also important to recognize, depending on what you're selling, and I want to work with you all on this because there are some people that are more... It is like if you're more in, I have some friends that go more in like the feminine energetics realm and they don't market or sell to anyone that is like would be considered a logical buyer at all. But there are some visionary creatives that who your ideal buyer is, there is some level of a need to clearly articulate like what's different or unique about your approach or your methodologies that will take buyers from like really loving you. Because if you think about what that is, if someone's like, oh my gosh, I just love you, I'm like so inspired by you, that's your brand. You're very on brand, you're in alignment with your brand. But then we want to back that up with really strong messaging that is going to click with your best buyers. And so if you're a visionary creative, but you're selling something, if you're hearing a lot of people that are like very inspired by you, if they're like, oh my gosh, I just love reading your stuff, but they're not purchasing, there's likely a messaging gap for us to really clearly communicate something either in your process, your methodology. There might be like something where we need to get a little bit more tangible with the outcomes. Yeah, it's so funny because every type, it's sort of like it's your blessing and your curse, but like you can be so up in the clouds and that is what draws people to you. But then it's actually when you're too up in the clouds and people then can't connect with the messaging, it's like it creates this, you're so close to the sale. And so just being able to dial that in your messaging is something to really focus on. Another thing is like to not be shy about being ahead, to not be shy about like owning the bigness of your vision, owning the bigness that you might be headed for the top of your industry, or you might just be headed like just ahead of the collective. Like there's this energy of just being out in front. And when you actually position yourself there and you own it about yourself, people can see you faster. They can feel you faster and they will buy faster. Remembering here too, your work is bringing in an entirely new way of thinking, being, or doing things. Visionary creatives are here to innovate and bring things to the collective that has never been seen before. And so there's going to be certain things that like you're going to challenge. Part of your messaging is like challenging the status quo. There's something that you see and that you see a way that it could be better. You see, like you just have an idea and being able to speak to like, you're bringing in a new paradigm, which means there's something about the old paradigm that like is crumbling, or there's a reason why you're feeling called to pull in the codes of this new paradigm. And so being able to speak to that and call bullshit where you see it and not be mousy about it, but like really lean into it, that messaging then repels the conformists, right? Like, because if you think about your best buyers as a visionary creative, it is not conformists, right? It is not like the people who are like, well, I liked how it was done back in the old days, right? Like, you want your stuff to repel those people. They're not going to like you. That's fine. And if you're really owning the gravity of what you're bringing forward, you're going to evoke that part of people. And really, you're going to create such a community around this vision, the more that you can lean into that in your branding and your messaging. All right, here's how to know if your current strategies are misaligned. If you are feeling constrained, bored, or unfulfilled, that is like definitely not the vibe for a visionary creative. When this is happening, you want to sort of like drop in and be like, wait, where am I like doing something that someone told me that I should do? It's usually some dumb conventional business model or a marketing strategy that you like quote unquote think you should do to quote unquote be successful. And it's like killing your spirit. So that strategy won't work for you. That strategy is great for a different brand, a different business brilliant zone, but it is not great for you. Also, if you feel like there's something where you have to fit all of you, like if you have to like constrain, right? If you're feeling like you're struggling to fit the depth and the breadth of your creative ideas into old sort of formats. And this is, I think, so much where branding is so important for you, because one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is like, you want to build a brand that holds all of you. You are not meant to niche, and likely like we can niche your offers, right? That's super helpful to like, okay, this offer is for this specific thing, but there's just so much happening with you, and to allow yourself to build a brand big enough to hold all of that. And then we can get really strategic and creative with then how we're marketing and positioning your different offers. And then those are the ones that we're like hooking into the more like commercial production, the more like, where is the market demand and how can we meet it? And it's more offer by offer versus like, I have to be this way so that I can like sign clients, right? This is not your vibe. Don't do that. Also, if you're looking at your work and you're not totally turned on, if you are looking at your stuff and you cannot feel your creative life force energy like pulsing all the way through it, we got to do something because it's off, right? Like, dynamic really is something that it's like, it's in your blood to be interesting. It's in your blood to be really innovative, really creative. And so if you're looking at your work and it's feeling flat, if it's feeling one dimensional, there's something, likely a should, we call this in the accelerator, like a box that binds, right? But there's something that's internally likely a block that's creating your external creation feeling really flat. And we want to look at that, what that is. Usually it's some sort of like corporate stuffiness, some sort of like old, some fingerprint of the old paradigm that like still has its hooks in you. And we want to like release that, lovingly release that, and allow you to just lean into dynamic content, really three-dimensional. Listen, we're going 5D, right? Like really having that that beautiful energy just pulsing through your creations. So common business advice that is not for you is, if it has a whiff of old school anything, it is likely something for you to avoid. Remember, you're one of the leaders. You are bringing in a completely new paradigm, and that is why your buyers love buying from you. And so there might be like old strategies that people are like, oh, like do this, or this is what an offer of this type looks like, or this is like whatever looks like. And if it feels off, if it feels constrained, like you're going to know in your body, you're going to be able to read it, right? And you're going to be the type of person that's going to structure offers in a way that no one ever saw before. And it's going to be something that like amplifies the desire for it because no one's ever seen it before, right? And to allow it to like, when someone's ever like telling you to do something and it feels traditional, it feels stuffy, that's a hard no. Okay. Also, don't listen to people who tell you like, listen, you make the plan, then you follow the plan. Don't you want to honor your word? And I think this is something where for visionary creatives, they can get a little bit mixed up, because I do think there is something to be said for follow through and honoring your word. But as a visionary creative, it's actually for you so much of your gift. Again, we talked about this, right? Being connected to the muse, being connected to the pulse of the moment, being able to like really follow creative urges, intuitive nudges, those types of things. And so if you think the right way to do it is to map out the details like months in advance and then follow every single thing, it's not going to work for you. It's going to feel so constrained. It will kill your spirit. And so this is something inside of my company. We run project management in a way that's called agile, and it's much more flexible. It's iterative. We have a sense of what the requirements are for the project, but we recognize that things are going to change. One, I think this is like a beautiful way to run projects in a more digital environment, but I think this way of project management also works very well for us as visionary creatives, because we are like, requirements will change. We will get knowings. We'll read the pulse of what's happening, and we're able to sort of move on things quickly. The other thing is just finally steering clear of trying to fit your big ideas into small things. You are not meant to be in small places. Your business is not meant to be small. Like, there's just nothing small about it. And that doesn't mean like you might prefer, like you might be a visionary creative that you prefer something that's more intimate. And so maybe rather than going to scale with a team, you would like love to collaborate with other creatives. But there's just a bigness that lives inside of you. And if you try to stuff it down, if you try to be small, it will kill your spirit. And so these are all the types of things that are unique to you and who you are, what your unique brand is, what your unique zone of business brilliance is. And so allowing you to really take this, let it wash over you, let it soak in, come back to this and listen to it as many times as you need to. And if you're someone that you feel like there's something within you, this is your type, but you're not showing up to the marketplace with that bigness, with that largeness of presence that you know is possible. You're not taking up space in the way that you, like when you heard me talking about high dynamic, you're like, yes, that's me. But there's like something within you that's not allowing that to express. I highly, highly recommend you join us in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. And if you're like, oh no, Catherine, I am very expressed, but I think I need a little bit more help with everything you were talking about, like the skill building and the constraint, and maybe like you are very fully expressed, but then it's like actually really figuring out, where do you constrain down? Where do you like that master rose gardener focus to really like cut those blooms so that we have a flourishing business, and we're constraining it down in the beginning and then allowing you to like unfold that later. That is what I do with my clients in my higher level masterminds. So depending on whether you are growing or scaling, I would love to see you in there. You can learn information about all of that at katherinemorsoncoaching.com. But for now, settle into this, settle into you, settle into understanding, like for the rest of your life, you get to know, like, this advice is for me, this advice is not for me. This is who I am, this is what is best for me and my business, and you can trust yourself when you're listening to podcasts, when you're marketing a program that tells you you need to do X, Y, and Z or the five-step formula, you can now feel when it's not right for you. Yeah, so go off, be visionary, be creative, and I'll see you online. Bye. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only 3 core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of 2 problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers, and that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you. And that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you. We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These three skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.